40% of Alaska's children enter school lacking the skills they need to succeed. And, adds Abby Hensley, director of Best Beginnings, children who start behind too often stay behind. Thursday morning in the children's section of Anchorage's Lusac Library, Hensley displayed a trio of brand new publications.
Today, Best Beginnings is presenting the first in a series of family-friendly booklets in languages other than English. And this first set is in Spanish.
The three booklets are divided according to babies, birth to 18 months, toddlers, 18 to 36 months, and preschoolers, 36 to 60 months.
Each booklet describes activities that promote positive brain development in all the ways that brains grow. And the activities are designed for busy parents to do with materials that everybody has readily available in your own home.
The activities come from a list of 165 provided by the Alaska Department of Education. Hensley says the ones selected for the Spanish booklets were those advisors and translators felt fit best within cultural and family traditions. And the booklets explain to parents how their children's bodies and minds are developing from birth through the preschool years.
Surveys indicate that parents often don't realize how important they are as their child's first teachers. And we think that these materials can help them with that role.
Best Beginnings itself is a statewide public-private partnership seeking to combine available resources to prepare children for entering school. In the case of the booklets, a major partner was Alaska Children's Trust within the State Department of Education and Early Childhood Development. The trust contributed the bulk of the $100,000 required for the creation, translation, and publication of the initial 3,500 copies. Best Beginnings has also produced Early Learning Guidelines in English. That publication is available both in print and at its website. While the booklets were primarily designed for parents, Marie Hartz sees another important target group. Hartz is a child adult care home specialist with Anchorage's Department of Health and Human Services. She wants to make certain the booklets get to others besides parents.
8 to 12 hours is very normal child care in the home or in a center. And these books are actually going to be available to homes and centers.
Hart says right now Anchorage has about 50 Spanish-speaking home-based child care operations, plus 5 large centers with some Spanish-speaking staff for Spanish-speaking children.
These books are going to be very important for them to be able to read, communicate, and use the activities to assist parents and child caregivers in caring for children.
Carol Como, Anchorage School Superintendent, agrees. She praised the Spanish booklet's culturally-based approach to preparing children for English-speaking schools and using things as simple and important as a song.
So many times parents feel that they can't help their kids if they struggle with English themselves, if they're not very good readers. I am an absolute believer that if parents sing to their kids, tell stories, that's as good at the beginning, and so their cultural values can come in. So I think these are the kinds of things that if they're in the language they're comfortable with, they're going to see that, oh, I can do that. And that's that kind of aha moment, rather than thinking if they don't read English very well, there's not really much they can do to help their kids get ready for school.
Besides Anchorage, other communities initially targeted for distribution of the booklets are Fairbanks, Juneau, Kodiak, and Sitka. Hensley says Spanish was chosen as the first in the series because that's the most dominant primary language spoken in Alaska after English. Next spring, the second group of three booklets will appear in Yupik. This is Len Anderson.